We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Manhattan City Commission is a featured topic today. They meet tonight at 7 o'clock for their legislative agenda. And we'll get to the consent agenda real quick. I know there's a lot of proclamations tonight, Mayor, that you'll be involved with as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to do these. It's good to not only recognize these great events, but to also have the folks who are involved in them come up. So tonight we'll be doing Fire Prevention Week. And then, as we mentioned earlier in the program, we have Physician Assistant Week. And this is brought about primarily by the installation of a new course out at Kansas State University, which is going to produce physician assistants. I think it's going to be great for the overall curriculum of KSU. It's also going to be great for providing needed medical personnel for the city of Manhattan and the surrounding area. So that's an important one. Got World Habitat Day, which is Habitat for Humanity. They do some great work here in town, establishing buildings for folks and putting them in housing, and they'd ordinarily be struggling to keep their family together. And then National Community Planning Month. This is primarily for our own city. Eric Cattell and his staff do a great job. I mean, that's fairly complicated. Not a lot of people know about it, but the way that you plan, beginning with the land use plan and then going forward, and we've now got the UDO going on. But all of this is very important to the health of the city. My own travels around the world indicate that if you don't have these kinds of things in place, you're going to grow in an uncoordinated manner and you're going to look like a big mess. So we're blessed to have those guys that do such great work, pay attention, and make our city the city that it is.
All right, well, let's continue on here. The consent agenda tonight, Ron, tell us what will be approved tonight.
So we got several things on there. We're looking at approving a special event request for the young trustees at the for the Manhattan Chili Cook-Off. This is the second year we're doing that. It's a special event with alcohol, and so it's also a really neat event for the family, and so there's an ordinance provision for that. That's happening on November 9th. Mentioned those sewer repairs that we're asking for. There's also a resolution to set October 15th as a public hearing date on some of the levy improvements. We've also got some contract with Schwab and Eaton to design some work for some bridge repairs out at Scenic. This is a holdover project from the last Labor Day flood. And we thought we'd get some FEMA funds to correct that, but it doesn't look like that's going to come about, and we need to get that fixed this winter so it's in better shape for the spring. We have some Safe Route to Schools projects. There's about $473,000 in improvements, looking at Concur with the state of Kansas's bidding with Bryan and Bryant Construction. This is putting some sidewalks along Claflin Road to the west of Seth Childs for several blocks, and then also some improved crosswalks on Griffith and Gary and also Dickens Avenue. And then we also have a demolition bid to award for some of the flood mitigation work there on Gardenway on some of the units that were there as part of our overall flood mitigation program. And then we've got some electrical service improvements that we're needing to run to get three-phase power out to our city biosolids farm in conjunction with some of the work that's going there. And then renewal of some of our stream gauges. And this is some critical data gauges that we have on the Kansas River, on Wildcat Creek, at Seth Child, at Scenic, and also out at Keats. And it's a joint effort between the U.S. Geological Survey, the City of Manhattan, and Riley County to help pay for those. But these are really critical in providing us with data that we can use in emergency management to predict when and if we might need to get folks out of harm's way. And so it's a small price to pay. It's a total there of about $28,500 split three ways. So
all right.
That's most of the consent.
You might want to say something about when we tear down those facilities at Garden Way. I think we've got some plans.
Sure.
Out in that area.
Part of the flood mitigation efforts, when we do that and get the funds from FEMA, and the Department of Emergency Management is that that land has to be preserved as open space. And then we're looking at salvaging some of the existing parking lot to create a potential future trail connection to the linear park from that side. We have it on the other side, on the west side of Seth Child, but this would be a nice access point to access the trail from that Gardenway area.
And that's probably the best use for that going forward, because it is kind of a troubled spot there.
Absolutely. Flooding. Trying to mitigate some of those measures by eliminating the need for folks to have to deal with that flooding.
Hopefully when we get the KDOT plan down underway down at the bridge that goes over the Fort Riley Boulevard in next year, that'll provide some relief downstream so we don't get any backups there. And I guess we've still got the railroad bridge to contend with, which is pretty low and
it has
a big flat site on it. So we've still got some work to do even after the KDOT bridge gets done.
Hmm. Might put a plug in for our Citizens Academy. We've got openings available there. The Citizens Academy is six courses, one evening a week, essentially, for folks to come in and learn about city departments. They get tours of all of our water and wastewater plants, the zoo, the RCPD, the airport, get to go up in the control tower. You just learn more about all aspects of city government and the services we provide. And it's about one evening a month over about a six-month period. So that deadline for applications is October 17th, and then the program would start October 28th. So if you're interested in that, you can go to the city's website. There's a lot of information in an application form there, and you could just do a search for Citizens Academy. So might mention next week we've got a work session working on some of our smoking ordinances. And so one of the things that we had previously was a citizens-initiated smoking ordinance that was approved that had to be in place for 10 years and still is, but it couldn't be modified. And so since then, the city passed a separate ordinance on e-cigarettes, and so we're looking at combining those components into one ordinance with some strict restrictions, and then also the vaping issues become more and more of an issue. So I'm sure that'll play into it as well as to whether or not there wants to be additional regulations in that regard.
So when on the 9th of November, when we have the chili cook-off, I'm also going to be a judge down there. So if you and Dave have a special mixture you'd like to bring down?
Not that's available for the general public.
All right.
I'm just going to give you a word of warning right now, Mr. Mayor. You don't want any of that. You know, if I do come up with anything, it's probably coming from a can that says bushes.
All right.
That was a fun event, though. That was one of the first things I remember covering here when I started. So.
Yeah. It will be fun.
Looking forward to it. Mayor Mike Dodson, City Manager Ron Fear, our guests here on In Focus, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Looking ahead to tomorrow's In Focus, it'll be USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and Board President Kurt Herman joining us in the first half hour. Then Art DeGroat, Director of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs at K-State, discusses Making Veterans' Lives Worth Living campaign and at Kansas State University's Military Affairs Innovation Center.
He's got a new program that he's working through the Governor's Military Council that deals with soldier suicides and spousal suicides, too. That'd be good to hear from Art. It's 10 a.m. Clark, Rush, Dan, and the game on the way at K-Man.